On the deck of a ship sailing from Fremantle to Singapore, she lies with her friend Diana, both of them whacked from the dope they've been smoking, aware only of the great deep ocean moving darkly beside them. They've had to spend a few days in Adelaide, where they've stayed with Maoist friends who judged them for not being political enough. Rigid and intolerant, they were the kind of people who had decided not to have kids because a fascist coup might be imminent, and Lindy and Diana were happy to escape. Now they have a week on board this ship, and they pass the time smoking and playing in a chess tournament where Lindy is told she can win if she sleeps with her Yugoslavian opponent. She declines and is the runner-up. By the end of February, they have made it to London and a flat in West Hampstead. The city is damp, cold, and drizzly, its inhabitants closed off and impenetrable. On the streets, they pass crowds of people who seem blank and expressionless, but they are here for the culture as much as anything else, and so they embark on an orgy of consumption. They see The Tempest with Paul Scofield and Bergman's Scenes from a Marriage. They see the musical John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Bert, but it is mediocre nostalgia. They see some awful cliched political theatre. They visit Regent's Park Zoo, take a boat down the river to Tower Bridge, and go to Madame Tussauds. They both start attending a clown and improvisation class. In March, it snows, and they go to the British Museum and to see Fellini's Amarcord. The strain of being cooped up in a small flat with bad colds is telling on them. And so they head down to Canterbury in Dover, then back to Kew Gardens, the fair on Hampstead Heath and Highgate Cemetery, and jazz at the Royal Festival Hall. They go to Brighton and see the pavilion, the pier, and the pebbled beach. They go to Speaker's Corner. They see La Règle du Jeu, Monty Python and the Holy Grail, and Tommy. They see the Norman Conquests by Alan Ayckbourn, Buster Keaton's The General, Bergman's Smiles of a Summer Night. They see Fassbinder's The Bitter Tears of Petra von Kant, and then more Bergman, Persona and the Right and Shame. They see Pinter's No Man's Land with Ralph Richardson and John Gielgud at the Old Vic, then go to Oxford and to Stratford-upon-Avon where they see Henry V.